Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 32, verses 27 and 28. The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." The Undertaker, macho man, stone cold. For years, professional wrestlers have adopted nicknames as a way to instill fear in their opponents. But not all names are intimidating or positive. Sometimes names are embarrassing. Sometimes names sting. Jacob knew that sting. His name literally meant heel grabber or deceiver, someone who trips you up. And he lived up to his name by tricking his dad, swindling his brother, and hustling his uncle. When his wrestling opponent asked, "What is your name?" Jacob must have been just a little bit embarrassed. His name, basically, was a confession. But after that long night of wrestling, God gave him a new name, Israel, which means he struggles with God. That was more than a label. It was a brand new identity. No longer defined by his past, God now defined his bright future. That's your story too. We walk into baptism carrying names like sinner, lost, or hopeless. But we walk out of baptism with a new name, child of God. Just like an infant doesn't choose its name, neither do we choose this name. It's a name given to us by our Lord. Of course, the old names try to stick around. When we sin, Satan whispers, "You're still sinner, lost, hopeless." But the cross of Jesus thunders louder, "You are forgiven. You are redeemed because I bought you with my blood. You are mine." Because of Jesus, your name is no longer condemned, but beloved. As such, you are now equipped to wrestle through the challenges of life under a new name, knowing that victory awaits. Father, thank you for giving me a new name in Christ. Help me live in that identity every day, even when my past tries to pull me back. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.